Here it is, men. Downbeat. From the U.S. to you, wherever you're doing that command performance for your solid Uncle Samuel, Armed Forces Radio uncorks another half hour of swing from a top stateside band. It's flowing head high, so wallow in it, gang, and grab yourself a listen to this label. Just a sniff of that stuff, and you know we're in business here at the hall with the Mokes, or the Mab for you hepsters, the swing king of the sax, Charlie Barnett.
That's me, gang, and how are you again? Glad to be back for another break, and we'll be firing the stuff right at your APO and ASN handle.
Which rolls us right into the barcarolle.
With Mr. Offenbach's permission.
Now that you've taken the wraps off that horn, Charlie, how's for poking around in this mailbag?
Right. And for Sergeants Bellin and Raines at 922, Private Chuck Caruso, 502, and Private First Class Walt Stevenson, 726, We're going to Disney it up a bit.
With a tune by Bud Estes, Fantasia. Charlie. Let's also send it along as dinner music for Joe Thompson and Mike Milkus at 7:08.
Natch.
Well, according to the scratch sheet, Charlie, we're going to get a little bit of Billy May's trumpet right about here.
You read right. It's especially for Corporal High Weitzman at 4:01. For First Sergeant Charlie Hightower and his company at 9:80, and for Joe and the crew of the USS YO-162.
And it's another one of those mad titles, Lumbee. Roll it, CB.
Thank you.
Say, Charlie, before we get along too far here, explain us something, will you?
For the customers? Go right ahead.
Well, these mad-sounding titles you pick up, like the Mokes and the Mab and Lumby, Buffy Boy, where do you get them?
Well, you see, those are mostly originals. When a guy walks up with a new tune for me to look at with a title like Hold Me Under a Summer Moon or something like that, no good. But if it's an ode to a leaky faucet or Mab on a slab or the Jerk's Jump, I'll buy that.
Well, the odder the better, huh?
That's the ticket. And now for all the guys from that old island on the Hudson, here's a Billy May original, sort of a production thing, with the tag Wings Over Manhattan.
And for all you as flips your tops over Barnettiana, that was it in capital letters.
Say, don't you think it's time to take a breather here?
Well, tell him, Mr. B.
Well, gang, we'll be back again soon here in the hall to sound off more of your names. So just keep sending in those notes to me. Charlie Barnett in care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And we'll blast away to your heart's content.
And back to the bulging mail sack again. And this mellow rocker coming up is for Rusty Williams at Navy 332, Captain Dave Willis of Buzzard's Roost at 858, Al Clark and his buddies at 958, and for Smitty and McDonough on the Halford.
And for all of you, here's Reflections. Milt McDaniel, 980. Joey Webb, that drumming man, at 957. For Rich White, Harry Purvey, and Lewis Hillard at Navy 140, here's Wild Man.
Oh, wait a minute, Charlie. Not so fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, you wanted to slip that in a little bit too quickly. You see this title, this Wild Mab of the Fish Pond, which is up next? Well, you have to explain that title.
Well, you've got me somewhat on the spot here. But I'll do the best I can. Wild Mab, that is the first time I ever saw those words put together, was in the advertising bill of one of these stock companies that produced these lantern light dramas. We were playing at a place in Ohio, Cedar Point to be exact, and this local stock company was playing Wild Mab. At that time, our guitarist, the late Buzz Etry, fell heir to the title of Wild Mab. And as there was a fish pond right near the place where we were, doesn't make much sense, but I mean, that's how Wild Mab of the Fish Pond came into being.
Well, it's as good as the title, and that clears it up for thousands of us. Now, Charlie, mab it up a little, will you? Thank you. There she blows, wild mad.
Say, there's piles of these requests plastered all over this joint.
Sure, you haven't been around this bounce den much. Here, Wink, Art, and the boys at 503, Corporal Pete LaRocca at 322, Chuck Rogers at 790, and Corporal Bill Condon and all his buddies in the 45th. They all tossed in their Barnett boats.
Well, that beats dodging tomatoes, the vine kind.
Oh, well, how's for obliging the GI gents with that portrait of a real overworked guy?
You bet. We're going to bust out and really rock the vessel. We're hitching a ride with the Volga Boatman.
Now it's time to button up the haul, gang. Remember to keep shelling us with that pen scratching stuff. Just send them to Downbeat Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
And if you do, I'll really appreciate it. But now, so long for all the lads and myself. Till we swing you again, this is Charlie Barnett saying thanks for having us over.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶